From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The NFL is fining Brett Favre $50,000 for failing to cooperate with an investigation into reports that he sent lewd photos and inappropriate messages to a former New York Jets game day hostess. A league statement says Commissioner Roger Goodell determined the Minnesota Vikings quarterback was not candid in several respects during the investigation. Favre is accused of sending messages to Jen Sturger 2 years ago when they were both with the Jets. A lot of New Yorkers still snowed in are fuming over the pace of cleanup and slow emergency response during and after last weekend's blizzard. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is pleading with residents to be patient.
Our city is using every single resource at our disposal and many more that we've borrowed and hired to get the five boroughs back up and running. But obviously, we still have a lot more work ahead of us.
NPR's Jamie Terabay has more details on the flight jams affecting passengers across the northeastern U.S.
Most flights at New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport were taking off and landing as scheduled. In New York City, where many streets remain unplowed, more than 5,000 flights were canceled at the three main airports, 1,000 on Tuesday alone. Planes were delayed on runways, leaving some passengers on board for hours before finally being allowed to disembark. U.S. airlines operating domestic flights are not allowed to keep passengers waiting on the tarmac for more than 3 hours, but that rule doesn't apply to international flights and airlines. In New York City, which received more than 20 inches of snow over the weekend, most subway lines were back in operation. Amtrak says it, too, is back on schedule for its New York to Boston and Washington, D.C. runs. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.
Denmark has custody of four men suspected of plotting attacks on a newspaper that published cartoons of Islam's prophet Muhammad back in 2005. A fifth man is being detained in Sweden, where some of the suspects reportedly reside. Larry Miller is tracking developments from London.
Denmark's intelligence service says the attack was imminent and foiled. Three of the four men were said to be Swedish residents who entered Denmark overnight. During a raid west of Copenhagen, police discovered an automatic weapon, a silencer, and live ammunition. The head of the Danish Security and Intelligence Service describes the suspects as militant Islamists. He says his agency worked closely with its Swedish counterpart. Denmark's justice minister said the plan was to kill as many as possible. He called the plan terrifying and the most serious terror attempt yet in Denmark. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
U.S. stocks still making gains at last check. The Dow was up 42 points at 11,618 in trading of just over a billion shares. NASDAQ up 8 points at 2,671. This is NPR News. A small U.S. military team has arrived in Abidjan to help with possible evacuations of American citizens from Ivory Coast if violence over last month's disputed election in that country grows. The State Department says the team is also evaluating damage to the U.S. embassy in the nation's main city earlier in December when a rocket-propelled grenade hit the perimeter. Britain's border agency says it will review how an email directing customs officers not to conduct drug searches was released. The Sun newspaper reported the email was sent because of a lack of staff at London's Heathrow Airport. The agency apologized today for that message. Concert organizers cannot say 2010 was the year of sold-out shows. Attendance was down this year, but NPR's Zoe Chase reports Polestar found concert ticket prices went up.
It was a lousy year for artists and their fans, about 15% lousier than last year. Even in the summer, the time when musicians usually make most of their money, big-name performers canceled tour dates. Rihanna was one. Or canceled their entire tour, like Christina Aguilera. Here's who did make money in North America. Dave Matthews Band, selling $1.27 million in tickets. John Bon Jovi close behind with $1.18 million, followed by the freshman, Justin Bieber, with just under a million. The most expensive concert of the year was Pink Floyd, at an average of $126 per ticket. Just another brick in the wall between fans and the bands they love. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.